Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three from the Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Indeed, check him out, DeSantisHolster.com. Well, as we do, let's talk with writer Dean Weingarten. How are you doing today, sir?
I am doing better than I deserve.
Have they pipelined you again as far as the latest stuff?
I think an article just got published, and there's some others that we hadn't talked about got published. So they're doing pretty well at publishing my articles right now at Animal Hat.
So last two that you talked about is about constitutional carry, which seems to be like the trend. And which one would you like to talk about, Ohio or Indiana?
Well, let's talk about Ohio first, because they are the closest, I believe, to passing constitutional carry. And we have 21 states. Well, 20. Vermont has always had it, so you can't say they passed it. They never lost it.
Right.
And then there are 20 other states that have passed constitutional carry. So we have 21 states with constitutional carry. There are several states that are considering passage of bills that meet the constitutional carry criteria. And Ohio is the foremost, the most likely to pass among them, because the Ohio legislature passed a constitutional carry bill in the Senate, and it has also passed a constitutional carry bill in the House. And it also appears that the governor of Ohio is willing, Governor Mike DeWine, is willing to sign the constitutional carry bill. So what we have is that the situation where one house or the other, if they accept the other's bill, then the other house gets credit for the passage, if you see what I'm saying.
Right.
So there's a little horse trading that goes on to determine who gets the credit. But it appears like that's been settled, because the House is now seen and going to committee with the Senate bill SB 215, which is a good bill. And I've talked to the author and the sponsor of SB 215, Senator Terry, what's his last name? Gosh, I should know. I do know somewhere, but I have it in my notes. And Johnson, I think. But don't hold me to that, because I might find it's different. But anyway, he believes that it should pass before May, if it's going to pass, because May is when you have the primary for the governor. And the governor is Mike DeWine. If he's going to get the credit for passing it, he would want to sign it before April 5th, because April 5th is when early voting starts in the primary. So I give Ohio a pretty good chance of getting constitutional carry before May. I can't say it for certain because all kinds of things can happen. And so, I think it is the most likely to pass constitutional carry and probably to do so before May. And, you know, it's right now being considered in the House. The Senate bill is being considered in the House. And if it passes in the House, it would have to pass out of committee, then be voted on by the full House, and then it would be sent to the governor for either a vote or a veto or a signature. I believe that Governor DeWine would sign it. The Buckeye Firearms Association, which is one of the best activist groups in the country, state activist groups, they say they have Governor DeWine committed in writing to sign a permitless carry bill if it comes before him. He's in a primary, especially today, if a governor is not shown to be pretty good on Second Amendment, they probably don't win in a conservative primary, a Republican primary. So I think there's a good chance, and we should know probably in a month, maybe in 6 weeks. And that's probably the best I can do on that.
Right. Getting out there and trying to guess a timeline on something political like this is tricky.
It is. And there's all kinds of variables. And the best, even the people who are intimately involved, the best they can do is give you their best guess. And so that's, I think I've gotten some of that from people who should know. And so I, you know, if I had to bet, I'd put money on getting constitutional carry in Ohio this year. I think that's going to happen.
And that will be state 22?
Yes, it would be. And we have several other states. I mean, we can talk about those because I've been writing about them. We can skip over to, you know, Indiana, which has a common border. But
just out of curiosity, how many others are actually considering it at the moment that you think are serious?
At least five, I believe. See, there's Indiana. There's, Alabama, Nebraska. Well, I would say that Wisconsin is considering it, and they may pass it through the legislature, but it would get vetoed by Governor Evers. Georgia has been seriously considering it, and Florida has been seriously considering it. But both of those states, even though the governors say that they would be willing to sign it, it's not at all clear that the Republican political establishments in those states are willing to go forward with it. So
most of those are in the Southeast too, aren't they?
Yeah. You've got to take them seriously when the governor says that he would support it. But saying you'll sign it is a lot different than twisting arms in the legislature to get it through. And so I don't hold a lot of hope for Florida or Georgia getting it through. But the mere fact that you have a governor candidate saying they would do it brings it closer. It normalizes it. It makes the idea mainstream. Well, it's hard to see how it couldn't be mainstream with 21 states having constitutional carry.
Right. That's the thing where it comes in there. And, I mean, all of these states that you're talking about, the Republic, well, you know what, I'll have to tell you that in the next segment because we're coming up on the first break. So if you would put a pin in this one, as they would say, with an Apple iPhone, and Dean has well over 1,900 articles currently at Amoland.com. Amoland.com is the biggest website of its type on the planet. It has been for a couple of years now. And Dean is the biggest writer there. So that makes him the biggest writer in the gun culture on the planet. That's why I have him on here twice a week. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
there's no such thing as a fair fight. And we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check him out, DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten, and Here's the suggestion I was going to make, because, like, here in South Carolina, where I live, when they considered a few times, and they've considered constitutional carry, as they call it, numerous times. And because, and I don't know how legitimate this is, but they'll say stupid stuff like, well, this will mean that criminals can carry guns. How will the cops know who can carry guns? You know, yeah. that kind of nonsense. And the thing I was thinking about is that the same guys, like if we had that same sort of guys that did all that recalling in Colorado and then held they were the ones that held the line when McAuliffe was the governor in Virginia. They went there and kept Bloomberg from getting those seats in the Senate to flip it that time. If we had a group of people going around trying to educate these states as to what carry without a permit actually means, do you think that would get anywhere? Because these guys will get out there, and I mean, it's the weakest excuse you've ever heard, and they'll give it with a straight face, and then they'll just move on. And, you know, they'll get out there and say, well, I had my senator, who is he was a Republican. He's no longer my senator anymore. But I had my senator tell me that the Second Amendment does not mean that you can carry what you want, when you want, wherever you want.
Right. It's
and that was it.
It's hard to differentiate between ignorance and malevolence here. And sometimes the people who say this believe it and are simply ignorant. And sometimes they just lie because they're politicians and they want to avoid any hard choices, or because they simply oppose you, but they're not willing to say they oppose you for any legitimate reason, because they don't really have a legitimate reason.
I mean,
they will not tell you, I don't want people to have guns, so I'm voting against it. Instead, they say something like, well, the police don't like it, so you know, we have to help the police and prevent criminals from having guns. So it's not always easy to figure out whether it's ignorance or malevolence. And what you try to do, and I think your idea of people moving around to educate people, I think the materials to educate are there. And one of the people that's probably doing the most on this and has been, I would say, moderately successful, and he actually is doing it. He's given presentations to numerous legislatures, and he does it when these bills come up, is John Locke, Professor John Locke.
Right.
And he has done a very good job of it. And I think he's affected the outcomes in several states. And he has the information he puts forward is available. He makes it freely available on the Internet, so you can get it. He runs an organization, I think, called the Crime Prevention Research Center, CRPC.
Yes.
You can go there, and they do some really excellent research. For example, if you want to know how many people have carry permits in the United States, they are the ones that have done the best research on it. And as of about a year ago, there were about 21.5 million people that had carry permits in the U.S. That's a big chunk.
Yeah.
When you consider that in order to get a carry permit in the U.S., you almost have to be eligible to vote. And so, and you almost have to have some awareness of politics. So 21.5 million people, that have carry permits is a big political chunk. That's roughly 10% of the voters in the U.S.
Yep.
That's a big chunk. And more people are coming that way. And I think that's one of the reasons that constitutional carry is burgeoning. And, you know, last year in 2021, we had 5 states adopt constitutional carry.
Right.
This year in 2021, I'm predicting between 2 and 4 states will adopt constitutional carry, even though there's more than that that have bills in the hopper. But just looking at the political tea leaves and going way out on a limb, and I'm making a prediction, I say between 2 and 4. I think Ohio will do so. There's an excellent chance Alabama will do so. There's a good chance Indiana will do so. And there's a fair chance Nebraska will do so.
Right.
So, and there's a couple others that might, that are sort of wild cards that might come through. So that's what I think is going on. I think John Lott is doing much of what you say. It would probably be good if there were more people doing it. But then we have some people that it's hard to be exactly sure where they come from. I don't know if you heard about the Door Brothers, and they seem to have created a whole bunch of organizations that claim to be, you know, no compromise gun groups or no compromise right to life groups. And their major activity seems to be attacking conservative Republicans and saying they're not strong enough and saying, send us money and we'll fix things.
And who are these cats? I've never heard of this.
Oh,
how is this happening?
These are people, what do they call? They've got about 15 different activist groups that they've created online, and they find where there's controversy in a state. Now, this is what I've read about them. I could send you a link. And since I have not met these people myself, it's really hard to know how legitimate they are or how genuine they are. But what they tend to do is go into an area where there's concern and then attack the people who are pushing some type of a incremental bill to improve situation and say, it's not good enough. You know, these people are selling you out. Send us money and we'll fix things. And let's see, there's a bunch of different state-level groups that amount to like 3 or 4 people are controlling all of them.
Right.
And their major function seems to be to get people to send them money, from what I can tell. And there's been allegations that they have these brothers and a couple others have a...
Hang on for me. We're coming up on the break. We'll be right back talking to Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load. Exus Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Exus's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to 3 dots, Exus has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with Exus Sights.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Former President Donald Trump has issued a statement hitting President Joe Biden and the weak sanctions on Russia, saying the country has become very rich, causing oil prices to rise exponentially. Trump claimed in a statement issued by his political action committee, Save America, that there was no reason that the situation in Ukraine should have happened at all, and said that the sanctions issued against Russia are weak and insignificant compared to gaining total control over Ukraine. In the statement, Trump also pointed out that oil prices
prices are continuing to rise, and the U.S. was energy independent under the Trump administration. After two helicopter crashes on beaches over the weekend, today two Black Hawk helicopters crashed near a Utah ski resort during a Utah National Guard training exercise. No crew members were hurt in the accident near the Snowbird Ski Resort, and the National Guard said in a Twitter that both UH-60 helicopters were badly damaged. This is USA Radio News. The CDC is preparing another set of masking guidelines, and with that story, here's USA Radio's Lance Pry.
The Center for Disease Control and Prevention is expected to loosen its indoor masking guidelines to states very soon. Dr. Rochelle Walensky, the director of the CDC, is expected to announce masking guidelines Wednesday at a White House COVID-19 response team briefing. At this time, nothing has been finalized yet, but the CDC is considering a new benchmark for whether masks are needed or not. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Supreme Court has decided to take up the case of a Colorado web designer who is opposed to creating wedding websites for same-sex couples because of her religious beliefs. The latest clash to become before the court involving claims of religious liberty and state laws that prohibit discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation. The court said in its brief on the decision, it will be deciding the question of whether applying public accommodation laws to compel an artist to speak violates the free speech clause of the First Amendment. This is USA Radio News.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Indeed, check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. We're talking to Dean Weingarten. We've been talking about constitutional carry. So, where would you like to go now? Since
I would like to go, let's talk about the Alabama constitutional carry.
Okay.
Attempt, I guess I should say. There have been numerous attempts. Two tribes passed constitutional carry in Alabama. But what usually happens is the Senate will pass it. It'll go to the House. The House will put it in committee. The Alabama Sheriff's Association will show up and say, it's terrible. Don't do this. It creates all kinds of problems for us. It's a horrible bill. Don't pass it. And then they kill it. And the major reason that the Alabama Sheriff's Association kills the bill. Now, this is my opinion.
Sure.
Is that they get all of the permit money. And Alabama has the highest rate of carry permits of any state. Almost one-third. It's right at one-third of all adults in Alabama have a carry permit.
Mm.
The permits are issued by the county sheriffs.
Well, but that would not do away with the permit, though, right?
No, no, it doesn't. But I think they're fearful that their revenue from the permit will drop. And in Alabama, all of the money from the permit goes directly to the sheriff, and it's an independent revenue stream that they don't have to depend on a county board to approve. So it's a huge amount of power for them, not so much in issuing the permits, because they issue them pretty regularly and pretty easily, because you have one-third of the adults in Alabama. Because you have so many people with the permits, it adds up to a considerable amount of money. So my take on this is that the Sheriff's Association has been against it. But this year, I mean, people have been pushing for it. With that many people with carry permits, you can imagine there's a very strong movement to get constitutional carry.
Right.
And they probably won't lose many permits. They may actually gain people with permits. So I think they're just short. They have been short-sighted in that regard, and they should agree with it.
Well, I mean, you have to have a permit in order to cross state lines, right? You have to have reciprocity
right.
with a permit.
Yeah, you still need the permit for reciprocity. And so I don't think the number of permits will really go down much. And the cost is not particularly great in Alabama. It's in the neighborhood of $20 for a five-year permit. But I think that the dynamic has changed for one reason. Last year, one of the sheriffs, and I'm trying to remember which county it was in, I'd have to go to that article, but he had a deputy who was also a legislator. And this legislator, I believe it was Representative Shane Stringer, was an ardent supporter of constitutional carry. And because he was an ardent supporter of constitutional carry, the sheriff fired him. Basically, your politics have to agree with mine, or you can't work here. And the sheriff has that authority. I mean, it wasn't like he didn't have the authority to do it, but it seemed really slimy to me. And so that may be one of the reasons that the legislature is a little more open to passing constitutional carry when one of their members is fired from his primary job because of a political stance he had. Then also, Governor Ivey, Governor Kay Ivey is the Republican governor in Alabama.
Right.
And she's facing primary challenges this year. And the primary is on May 24th. So if she can sign a constitutional carry bill into law before May 24th, that gives her a lot more conservative credibility. And it may help her with the primary. Now, in Alabama, it's a weird system. Anyone can vote for anyone in any primary in Alabama. It's not limited. It's an open primary. It's not limited to Republicans voting for Republicans or Democrats voting for Democrats or an independent maybe not even be able to vote. As I understand it, and of course I am subject to error, is that anyone can vote for anyone.
Right.
So you could have crossovers and all that kind of stuff. But in 2018, Governor Ivey won the primary 56% of the vote. And she won the general election with nearly 60% of the vote. So really her challenge, if there is one, will be during the primary. And she could boost her primary, credibility with conservatives by passing a constitutional carry bill.
Sure.
Now, the Alabama legislature is only a relatively short session. It ends by April 25th. So if they are going to get a constitutional carry bill out to the governor for signature, they have to do it before the 25th of April. And previously, the House committee was stumbling block. But they've passed the Senate committee. And I don't think it's been voted on by the Senate yet, but it has passed there in the past more than once. And it has passed the House committee. That's the big block. So if it goes before the full House, it will probably pass. So that's why I think there's a good chance that Alabama will get constitutional carry of some form this year. as I said, I don't think it'll really change the dynamic for the permits, the carry permits in Alabama.
I would think that the more people that were carrying guns, if they wanted to go outside of the state, they'd want to carry a gun outside the state.
Well, right. And so this, I think the Sheriff's Association should essentially get on the right side of history and say, yeah, we're all for the Constitution, and we want you to have permits too. You know, both constitutional carry, and come to us to get your permits so that you can exercise your right easily and without fear in other places in the nation. So that's the take I would take, and it looks like it's a better chance this year than I've seen any time in the past. I've always been surprised that Alabama did not have constitutional carry.
Yeah.
Because when you have one-third of the adults having permits, that's a huge voting block. And in Alabama, they have an overwhelming majority in Republicans in the legislature. They have a super majority of 27 Republicans to 8 Democrats in the Senate. And in the House, they outnumbered Democrats by 75 to 28. So they have almost three-quarters of the vote of the people in the legislature are Republicans. So as the other thing is that constitutional carry has momentum. I mean, there were 5 states that passed constitutional carry, as I mentioned last year. That's a lot of momentum. You have 21 states. It's very difficult for people to make an argument that constitutional carry creates some type of violent crime or legal problem when we have not seen that in the 21 states that have it. The state that has had it the longest, that never didn't have it.
Hang on there for me, Dean. Hang on for me there. We'll be right back. I want to hear this. Turn to Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
This is the last time on the firing line. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. We've been speaking with Dean Weingarten. We've been speaking primarily about constitutional carry, and I know that you were going someplace, and I had to hold you up. Tell me what you where we were going with this.
Well, what I was saying is that I believe that Alabama has an excellent chance of passing constitutional carry this year because of the particular circumstances in Alabama, and because Governor Ivey is facing a primary, and because there are so many people with carry permits in Alabama, about one-third of all adults. So it looks like the stars are aligning correctly for Alabama to pass constitutional carry. So I give it a good chance to do so. And so that would be two states, Alabama and Ohio, that I think are likely to pass constitutional carry this year. And then we can talk about Indiana, if you like.
Well, let's talk about Indiana, because Indiana, you think, in this one, this is where you think the Republicans might get in the way, which is always interesting to me.
In all three states that I've mentioned, Ohio, Alabama, and Indiana, it's Republicans that are getting in the way. It's usually individual Republicans who, for some reason or another, don't want constitutional carry to happen. Sometimes they're ignorant or misinformed. Sometimes they just are particularly partial to police lobbying, where the heads of a police organization might say, we don't want constitutional carry. Hard to understand why. Sometimes they want to maintain their power to give out permits. Sometimes they want to maintain as much of a monopoly on carrying arms as they can. Sometimes it's just a holdover by, you know, this is what we've always done, so we don't want to change. It's hard to know. There is virtually no evidence that constitutionalists carry endangers police. There's just not. In fact, it probably helps police and makes them safer. But for some reason, like I listed several possible ones, police associations often oppose. Now, sheriffs are usually split. Some sheriffs will oppose it. Some will be in favor of it. And that's primarily because sheriffs are elected and police chiefs are appointed or hired by a mayor or city council or city manager or something like that. So their allegiance is not so much to the people as to the person or group that hired them. So in Indiana, last year, we had a constitutional carry bill. It passed the House in Indiana 65-31.
Wow.
That's more than 2-1.
Yeah.
I mean, it's huge. And then it went to the Senate, and then it was put in the Senate Judiciary Committee, where I believe it was Senate President Pro Tem Roderick Bray sent it, and then it died there. Now, initially, I thought that it was the chair of the Judiciary Committee that decided to kill the bill. But there's a fairly new group in Indiana. I called it, I think it's called 2A Project. And they claim, I cannot independently verify this because it's the type of thing that's very difficult to do. But they claim that there was a caucus vote, a Republican caucus vote in the Senate, and the Republicans have like 39 of the Senate seats versus 11 Democrats in Indiana. And they claim that the Republicans caucused and voted to stop the constitutional carry bill in secret because the caucus, the votes are not recorded. And so they put the task of killing the bill to the committee chair of the Senate committee, and she followed their direction. She probably voted to kill it too as well, but it's not clear. But what we have alleged is that it was a majority of the Republican senators who wanted to kill it, not just the committee chair for the judiciary.
Right.
Well, this came out, and the people in Indiana, the Second Amendment activists, are livid. Because some of these people almost certainly signed pledges that they would vote for constitutional carry. And here they go behind the backs of their constituents and in secret vote to kill it. So it's not as easy to kill it this year. And we have the Senate, President Pro Tem, who's the head of the Senate, Roderick Bray, said that he expects the same committee that got it last year, he's given it to them, and he expects it will be voted out of the committee to the full Senate. And he announced that on February 19th this year. So if it gets voted out of the Judiciary Committee, which is not certain, but the Second Amendment activist groups in Indiana are pushing hard for it to get voted out, there's there are 8 Republican senators and 3 Democrat senators in that committee. And so 3 Republicans would have to cross with and join with the 3 Democrats to kill it in the committee. So I don't know if that'll happen. I know they're being lobbied pretty hard. And if it gets out of the committee, then it would require 14 Republicans to join with the Democrats, I think the 11, to have enough to kill the bill with a tie vote of 25. So it's less likely that you'd get enough Republicans to cross over and join with Democrats to kill the bill if it goes to the full Senate, and I think it's likely it will. Now, behind the scenes, the same group, this 2A project, claims that it's Indiana Governor Holcomb who is the force behind the scenes who's working to stop the constitutional carry bill, which is HB 1077, for those who are interested, in Indiana. Now, the supposed motivation behind this is he doesn't want to sign the bill because there might be the media would be strongly against him for signing the bill, and he doesn't want to veto the bill because it would probably finish his career as a Republican in Indiana if he vetoed a constitutional carry bill. So in order to avoid those choices, he is said to have been lobbying the media, the senators to try to kill it in the Senate so he doesn't have to make the choice.
And you,
I have heard similar allegations for what happened to constitutional carry in Wisconsin with Governor Walker.
So when you're talking about this group, you're talking about the Doar brothers, the D-O-R-R brothers, Doors?
Yeah, that's correct. Aaron Doar and Chris Doar and others.
They're out of Minnesota.
They're Minnesota not just out of Minnesota.
Yeah. So.
That's one of many different groups that they run. They had something in Iowa. I mean, let me see if I can find them.
I mean, you know, I'm looking at, we're about to run out of time anyway. We're about to run out of time.
I think we'll there's call. Over 20 groups they run.
Yeah, they're in it for the Benjamins. I'm sure they charge for a membership with each and
well,
every one of those
they're
things.
They're so. To have an organization that provides them with materials, which they own, that sells the materials to the nonprofits that they have in all these states. That's what the claim is.
Well, anyway. So, this coming Friday, if the stars align right and I hold my head in the right angle and everything, will you be available?
I will. I have to be, you know, barring misfortune. So, it's always fun to be on this show, and I enjoy talking with you.
Well, likewise. And I'm glad we got to devote a whole... And plus, you brought something to my attention that I had no idea. I'm going to be looking at these fellas a lot. So, thank you for joining me tonight, sir.
Very good.
And as for me, I'll be back again in 21 hours. Between now and then, remember this, it has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At ZNA Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, ZNA Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. ZNA Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click Follow, Share, Give, and Pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.